Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more Eternum. We're still in Blackridge, guys, so I'm gonna be doing the accent. But when we get out, we'll go back to normal. As night falls on frontier trails, you make your way back to Blackridge, accompanied by a roach. After giving her a carrot, you leave her at the stables. Grim, over here! Oh, there you are! I was wondering if you'd still be here or not. Were you waiting for me? Ah, don't flatter yourself. We just got here a minute ago. We went to explore the cemetery guided by tidings from a villager. Oh, that sounds thrilling. Yeah, but we didn't find shit for a change. Total waste of time. What about you? Did you have better luck? We did, actually. Found an old gang member of El Quixote, a man named Boone. He mentioned knowing the locations of their hiding spots and other servers. Huh, that does sound promising. Nice job. At least we got something. Dahlia went with him to get the info, and she's supposed to use another exit portal after that. She did. I stopped feeling her presence in this realm a few minutes ago. Ah, good. I guess we're all done here for today, then. I'd say we are. Alright, then. Let me pick up the things I left in that alleyway, and we'll be good to go. Do you want me to wait for you? Of course I do. You think I'll let you log off in my apartment while I'm still playing? No chance. Ah, true. I forgot. My bad. Well, thank you for your assistance, Princess. I'm glad to have been in help. I'm glad to have been of help. Are you going back to Ekabar now? I will. After seeing firsthand how useful asking the locals can be, I will resume my search of the higher Alar. Hopefully with better results this time. I wish you the best of luck. If you need me from now on, you know where to find me. I do. Have a good night, Princess. Farewell. Ah, damn, this was an intense day. I had even more fun than I expected when I first logged in. A lot more. How many hours have we been playing on this server? Totally lost track of time. Think the craziest thing is how unaware we are of what's happening in the real world. World War III could have started, we wouldn't even know. She's taking her time. Alex, do you need me to help you with anything? Alex? You step into the alley where Alex just disappeared, just to find nothing except for some players in the distance. Where the hell did she go? Maybe there's another exit portal in the town? This is weird. You must be the leader. You slowly turn around. Who the fuck? Wait, this man? Well, here I am. You've been looking for me all day long, haven't you, boy? I'll admit that I'm flattered, but I usually prefer to stay in the shadows. Hey, Alex, don't you? Let her go. Who, your girl? Don't worry. Billy won't touch her unless you force us to. Right, Billy? Of course not. We'd never harm a pretty girl like this for no reason. That'd be such a shame. If you force us to act, though, we might have to kill her, too. Unless she wants to have a couple of drinks with us at the saloon. I saw you two kissing each other by the mines this afternoon, and I've got to say, she looks like a passionate woman. Just try it, and I'll rip your tongue out. You got yourself a feisty girl. Just how I like 'em. Tell me then, how did you find out I have a Gem of Doom? What? Oh, come on. Let's just skip this part, shall we? I know you've been trying to locate me because of the gem I own. Why would you if not? You're not even regulars in Frontier Trails. So tell me, who do you work with? Let the girl go, I won't ask again. You got some balls, my young friend. You learned about my gym and came right after me. I respect that. But I'm sorry, you need more courage and brute force to gather the 10 gems of doom. That's why solo players will never be able to complete the quest. Not even Thanatos. You need intelligence, charisma, strategy, and loyal allies. That sounds like something a weak person would say. remind me of myself when I was younger. So eager to prove my worth, to make my mark on the world. I got an idea for you. A duel. Most honorable of combat. A duel. You and me, right here, right now. Accept it. And if you come find me after the 24-hour penalty, I might even consider allowing you to join our little group. Be careful, Grim. People in Blackridge have been talking about his infamous reputation for eliminating countless opponents in duels. He's definitely hiding something. That's the neat part. There's no trick, no secret advantage involved. The boss is simply unbeatable in a duel. He possesses the absolute fastest draw in all of Eternum. You slowly move your hand towards your revolver and assume a dueling stance. Ah, so you've chosen to meet your end with honor. It's because of that we won't touch you, girl. No, you won't. Can you do the honors, Billy? You shoot on my count, or when you see your opponent reaching for his gun. Nothing personal, kid. You see, when you carry a name like mine, you occasionally need to deal with nuisances. You just happen to be the inconvenience of the week. Get ready! 3, 2, 1! Yeah? What? The fuck happened? Where are they? Ah! What the hell? As a fan of big speeches myself, I must admit your boss delivered a pretty good one. He was correct. Acquiring all the gems of doom definitely requires more than just strength. Yeah? You also need intelligence, strategic thinking, and a loyal team. But he got one thing wrong. I am much more than an inconvenience of the weak. What the fuck are you? The gem. Where is it? It's not here. He never carries it around. Where is it hidden then? It must be somewhere in one of our bases. We have one in the New World and an Ion, I think. Be more specific. I don't know. I've never been to the one in Ion, and our base in the New World is a ship. It's always moving around. I don't know. I swear. How many of you are out there? In total? Maybe like 50 people? Perhaps a bit more. But we're a small group. Nothing like the WRE or Wagner's group then. Ironic as it sounds, that might complicate things. But who the hell are you? How can you use magic on a non-magical server? I am the Grim Lord. Huh? Go and find your group and tell them that the Grim Lord killed your boss. And when Coyote gets access to Eternum again after his 24-hour nap, tell him that I'm coming for him and his gem. I will! I will tell him! Good. You let Billy go when he flies like a bat out of hell. New World. Looks like I'll have to get myself a pirate hat soon. Okay, guys, so if we do a pirate server, total pirate voice the whole time. And some of you guys that were on the, like, I think maybe the BitChute server and the other one, you know I could do the pirate voice because I did a pirate voice for that one Aerogay game. Well, no one was hurt, and we now know they have two bases and other servers. I'd call our mission today a moderate success. Grim Lord, what was that about? Do you like it? I'm trying to get myself a name out there. Sorry, Mosquito. A nickname makes it more catchy, like Thanatos or El Quixote. Meh, I've heard better. Nickname or not, you gotta admit you love how epically I rescued you with my super speed. I had the situation under control. Excuse me? No, you didn't. Come on, just a thank you would do. I didn't know you could control your power. I didn't know you could control your power so well, I give you that. You can even speak now. Quite an improvement from the mindless berserk state you used to transform into. Not even a simple thank you for saving me, Grim. That was so badass, Grim. Thank you for rescuing me from those villainous villains with your super strength, Grim. I think I got that little bastard. I feel incredibly protected by your side. You're my hero, my knight in shining armor. Thank you. Ah, now that's better. And you're very welcome, m'lady. I risk my life every day for you. Alright, now that you've had your ego boost, can we finally leave? I'm honestly exhausted. Definitely. I'm so tired, too. As much as I love Eternum, I need some time laying on a floppy couch. Next time we play, let's pick a server where we can just relax on a pool with some cocktails. Count me in. Alright, I'm done with that voice. Oof. Ugh. Do you feel that too? If you mean feel as if I'd just been beaten the hell up, then yes, I do. Every single muscle and bone in my body aches. Why? We've been literally sitting on this couch the entire day. I don't know, something to do with how our brains process our experiences, they say. Sometimes I wish Eternum wasn't so immersive. My feet are killing me. My thighs are sore from riding a horse for so long. I need to go to the bathroom so badly. And I'm starving. God, I'm so hungry too. Well, at least your cold seems a lot better. Hey, it's true. My nose is finally clear. And I feel a lot better in that regard. I told you Dr. Egg Dog Stein can work wonders on any cold. Well, maybe it's also thanks to the drugs I took, don't you think? Hey, I brought those too, so I'll take credit for it as well. Damn, thanks, Grim. Those remedies really did wonders. I think that after taking a shower, I'll feel good as new. I'm sure of it. Just let me use the toilet for a second before leaving, and I'll let you... Holy shit, it's still storming out there. It's raining even more than when I arrived. Nope. What? I didn't say anything yet. I know what you're gonna ask. It's not what you think. Okay, humor me then. Just wanted to say how extraordinarily pretty you look tonight. Even though you're under the weather, you still managed to... Cut the shit. Is that all? No, I also wanted to ask, could I perhaps... Stay over? Just today? I knew it! And no, you can't. Come on, please, it's pouring down outside. And considering how late it is, it's a good chance there aren't any more buses running at this hour. Okay, fine. I don't want to have to explain to everyone how you mysteriously disappeared after I kicked you out and you got involved in some unfortunate accident. Is that something that happens often in this neighborhood or something? You can stay. But just this once, this isn't a hotel. Yay. Just don't go expecting 5-star amenities. No way. And you can't complain about anything. Okay. Not a word about the kitchen. It's a disaster in there. I couldn't care less. I'll whip up something to eat. All I have is a bag of chips. I was gonna go grocery shopping tomorrow. No problemo. Chips and a couple of cold ones it is then. I don't have beer. Just tap water. Did I say beer? I meant we're ordering pizza. My treat. Chinese food? It's impossible to bring your mood down, eh? That's my secret. Gotta always stay positive. Alright, let's order pizza, but we're splitting the bill. Deal! I'll go take a quick shower. Order me a pepperoni one. Extra cheese. Ah, woman of good taste, I see. Do you want some chicken wings, too? Sure, why the hell not? I like honey barbecue and lemon pepper. Right away. Well, I'll be damned. Not much for the honey barbecue. I like my wings hot. But I can't eat them like that much because of my stomach. My stomach says, you're 40. You can't eat like that anymore. But my brain says, you're not going to tell me, stomach. I'm going to eat hot wings, and you're going to deal with it. And Summick says, well, okay, but you'll have to deal with it. You both freshen up, devour two pizzas, and relax on Alex's cozy sofa. You both sit lazily as you watch a live stream of the National Swimming Olympic Qualifiers on her laptop. That must have been going on while this was being made at the time, you know. Huh? Hayes didn't qualify? You gotta be kidding me. I guess that's what happens when you're too overconfident. Who would have imagined just a few months ago that I'd be having dinner with Alexandra Bardot in her own home? It already seemed improbable after our initial frosty encounter, but after discovering she was Axel's sister and daughter of Ulysses' biggest shareholder, it felt like an impossibility. And yet, here we are. A girl could have all the luxuries in the world, but instead chose to struggle to make it on her own in a scary apartment building, eating a $10, man, $10, huh? Pizza for dinner. She truly is something else. Why are you staring at me like that? Am I wearing a pepperoni on my face or something? No. I was just a little lost in my thought about my things. I know these qualifiers are boring as fuck to everyone who doesn't swim. I just wanted to see the finals so we can turn it off now. Nah, it wasn't boring at all. They were pretty entertaining. Is that something you ever want to do? Go to the Olympics? I don't know. My coach keeps telling me that I could, but I'm not sure. Maybe next year. We'll see. Well, if you ever go, you have your number one fan right here. I forgot to ask earlier, what happened with the Praetorians in Black Ridge? I didn't see them when I came back from the cabin. I think they all left town a couple of hours before our incident with El Quixote. I assume they eventually found the artifact and left afterwards. Yeah, probably. That damn artifact, though, could definitely be useful. I mean, imagine if we were able to recruit a Praetorian for our cause. And not only to fight. Just think about the things she could tell us about Idriel or the Founder. Yeah, definitely. Although, unless you have 1,100K lying around, a good black market contact, I'm not sure how we're getting our hands on one of those. Yeah, fair enough. Although, you never know. I'd say it's something to keep in mind. Have any of the girls written back in the group chat? I check it myself and my phone just died. Let me see. Yeah, apparently Dahlia has info about El Quixote's hiding spots. Something about a man called Boone and some maps? Yeah, that's the guy we found at the cabin in the middle of nowhere. Good to hear we have a lead to follow. And now we're discussing who will go to the New World to try to find El Quixote's base. That's the pirate server, right? I want to go. Tell them to count on me. Okay, I'm telling them. We have to find this gem before Thanatos does. Now it's personal. And alright, that's pretty much it for now. Alex puts her phone back down as she chuckles. What's so funny? Nothing. Come on, I want to laugh too. It's nothing. Dahlia just sent me a meme. About what? It was about me, wasn't it? Perhaps. Show it to me. Nah, you'll see it when you charge your phone. You're evil. Did I tell you I ran into your brother earlier today? Axel? For real? What's he up to now? He hasn't been to school in a while. He looked pretty rough, not gonna lie. And he sounded a bit paranoid, honestly, but apparently he's been investigating your father. Seriously? Axel going against our beloved saint of a father? I find that hard to believe. At least that's what he told me. Oh, and he asked me about you, too. Axel? Really? Yeah, right before he left, he wanted to know how you've been doing. Have you seen either of them lately? Nah, even before moving here, I barely set foot in that house. Mom knew that I was leaving, and Axel probably did too, but my father didn't even notice, I'm sure of it. I literally haven't seen him in weeks. Damn, I'm sorry, Alex. I know it must not be easy. Don't be sorry. Honestly, I couldn't be happier about it. I finally have my own place, and I have everything I need in life right now. So, screw the Bardo family. That's right, you have us now. And hey, if you're looking for a husband, I finally get rid of that last name once and for all. Excuse me, if you're looking for a husband to finally get rid of that last name once and for all, I offer my services. Alexandra Lord has a nice ring to it. thanks for the offer. I'll keep it in mind. Mm-hmm. What time is it, by the way? Yeah, it's about 10 minutes to 1. Damn, way later than I thought. And, oof, according to the forecast, the rain would continue all night long. If only we could open the windows, it'd be a lot cooler in here. But I don't want to get everything wet. Yeah, this apartment does feel quite warm, true. It is. They told me it's because of the insulating material of the walls or something like that. Yeah, I have the same thing here. It makes everything really freaking hot. Which is great now that winter is coming, but in the summer, probably not so much. But I deal with it and I sweat. It turns the whole place into a sauna. Don't worry, by the time next summer arrives, we'll have already collected the 10 gems of doom and be living in our Beverly Hills mansions. I'll take your word for it. Becoming my father's boss is something I'd really like to do in this life. I can imagine. But anyway, you aren't quite in your Beverly Hills castle yet, so you'll just have to settle for crashing on a thrift store sofa. I won't complain. I could sleep on the floor if I had to. Feel free to sleep in your underwear if it gets too stuffy in here. Oh, you don't have to tell me twice, thanks. You know, you can do the same. It's your home, after all. I wouldn't mind, really. I bet you wouldn't. Purely for the sake of tolerating the heat, of course. We can't open the windows, so... Wait, now that you mention it... Alex sits up with a sudden jump and her shirt lifts above her waist. Oh, Lord. I think there's a window in the kitchen we could open. It doesn't face the street and it's a little... under a little overhang, so it shouldn't let much rain in. Hopefully that'll help get some cool air in. Good. Heading to the kitchen. Give me a second. Sure. Lying down on the couch. Oh, man. Every time I catch a glimpse of Alex's skin, all my exhaustion seems to vanish into thin air. I wonder if she knows the effect she has on me. I mean, she has to know. Alex is anything but dumb, and I'm not exactly the most subtle person. Too bad she probably... A shirt is tossed over your face as Alex comes back to the living room. Mission failed. I can't open the window. Really? How? Come. The handle is stuck on something. Another thing to add to the never-ending list of repairs needed in this apartment. So, I guess we'll just have to go with Plan B. You said you don't mind, right? Not at all. You okay? Yeah. What's with that stammering? Did you really get shy all of a sudden? After how much we've already seen of each other? Certainly not. It's just that I was expecting you to wear a bra under that shirt. A bra? Why would I? I'm in my own home. Wearing just an oversized t-shirt is the best thing in the world. And being able to take it off at night? Even better. So you've been sleeping naked, huh? Aren't you afraid of some nosy neighbor catching a glimpse? Nah. The closest building is still too far away. And even then, the only apartment from where they could see us is where an old couple lives. I see. Anyway, good night, Grim. And that old couple, they've seen everything, I promise you. I'm off to sleep on my king-size mattress. You have fine fun out here. Sorry, I don't have anything better to offer. It's okay, don't worry. Before going to sleep, though, I just wanted to say, look, I know I'm not the most expressive girl in the world, but I still have emotions deep down, and I'm not a cold-hearted tin man like most would think. And today you made me feel, I guess I just want you to know that I really appreciate everything you did. Even if sometimes I make it seem like I couldn't be bothered. I mean, coming here to take care of me and bring me all the medicine, it really meant a lot. So thank you, Grim. You become very special to me. You're welcome. Did you even listen to a word I said? Because it looked like you were staring at my tits the whole time. Something about special medicine? So I open up my soul to you and you don't even pay attention. Come on. You can't expect me to focus after showing up like that. I'm still in shock. I see. Well, I'll let you be then. Rest well. Aren't you gonna kiss me goodnight before you go? A goodnight kiss? The one we had in Blackridge really left me hungry for another. I'm sorry, might have no symptoms at the moment thanks to your meds, but I'm still sick. I just passed the cold on to you. And with how whiny you could be, I wouldn't want to hear about it. Plus, you're our main offensive weapon in the tournament, and the one who's carrying the gems, we need you at full capacity. Well, as long as I stay away from your airways, I should be good. Oh yeah, flawless plan. You know my airways are required in a kiss, right? Well then we can always find other goodnight rituals that don't involve them. Something that keeps our mouths away from each other. Oh, really? Such as? Well, I could kiss you, but maybe a little further south. Aw, yes, further south! There's so many pieces that are further down. Where did you have in mind exactly? Let me think. Feeling emboldened by Alex's playful demeanor, you stand up while pulling her closer, nestling her between the cushions. Well, I certainly have a couple spots in mind. Do you now? Now the suspense is killing me. I'm very curious where this mystery leads. You can probably imagine. Who, me? I'm just a sweet and innocent princess. I can't possibly imagine what you have in that dirty little mind of yours. Maybe I need someone bad like you to enlighten me. Well, I thought I could kiss your toes. Warm. Then your thighs. Getting warmer. And then... Yes? Better yet, why don't I just demonstrate for you? Burning hot. You caress Alex's intimate parts through her underwear. She doesn't recoil or shy away, although you can hear her breast quickening at the feel of your touch. You gently move the delicate fabric of her panties to the side, revealing the smooth contours of her perfectly shaved pussy. Oh, sweet lord. Without waiting a second longer, you shove your head in between Alex's firm thighs and spread her velvety lips with your tongue. Can I continue then? Upon noticing Alex's inviting response, you tightly grab her legs and start eating her out. Oh, fuck, Grim. God, I love her taste, her scent. I love everything about her. Now that I think about it, I've never heard Alex moaning before. It sounds so unlike her, but incredibly hot at the same time. Oh, shit. Fuck, this feels so good. This is definitely a side of her that I've never seen before. Please keep doing what you're doing. Your eyes wander from Alex's pussy to her athletic body, taking joy in each one of her involuntary squirms and reactions. Ah, this is definitely the best goodnight kiss I've ever gotten. Ah, fuck, Grim. Alex abruptly pushes you to the side and stands up. What happened? Was something wrong? She kneels down between your legs without saying a word. Okay, I like where this is going. Oh, fuck, yes! Alex stands mesmerized at your junk for a few seconds before pulling your pants down completely. I bet you feel better now. Definitely. I almost could feel your pants about to burst while you were going down on me. And looks like I wasn't wrong. You were ready for battle down there, huh? I can't help it. That's the effect you have on me. Now, before you continue what you were doing, I thought I could give you a hand, too. That sounds damn good to me. I mean, you're my guest after all. I wouldn't want you to feel uncomfortable, or to make you do all the work. What would people say of me, right? I surely wouldn't want you to be known as a bad hostess. Alex straddles you and firmly wraps her small hands around your dick. Oh, fuck yes. I guess you do have some 5-star amenities after all. Well, as long as our airways stay away from each other, we should be good, right? I wouldn't want the girls to get mad at me because I got you sick. Definitely. Alex starts to jack you off in a teasingly slow manner as your cock gets unbelievably hard. Oh, Jesus, that feels good. Why do I feel like you're even stiffer than that day in Eternum, Grim? This thing is pulsating so much as if it were about to explode. Fuck, Alex, you're driving me insane. Don't you want to switch again? I need to edge off a bit. Nah, you aren't going anywhere. Teasing you is even more enjoyable. Ah, fuck. Seeing it right in front of you like this, I can't stop imagining how it would feel to stuff my cock inside your petite body. You see how deep inside you would go? What do you mean petite? I'm not petite. Any woman will look small next to your ginormous junk. Nah, you are. It's just that your attitude gives you a strong presence, making you seem larger. Bullshit. How tall are you? 5'4". So same as Nova. I'm taller than Nova. You're my little petite princess. Shut the fuck up. As the teasing continues, the anticipation starts to intensify to unbearable levels, blurring the border between pleasure and pain. Fuck, Alex. I can't bear this anymore. Do you want me to go faster? I want to fuck you. I need to Aren't you horny too? Would it go to your head if I said yes? Then, if we both want it, why don't... Alex stands up and grabs the side seams of her panties. She pulls them down to her thighs and lets them drop to the floor. No, it's impossible. I'm dreaming, right? You slowly raise your gaze to Alex's face, afraid that uttering a single word could change the course of what you think is about to happen. Okay, I'm about to say something that I'll probably regret deeply tomorrow morning. Or probably regret before the night is over. Oh God, quiet. Don't utter a single word or you'll make me change my mind, do you understand? You nod intensely, feeling your heartbeat skyrocket to worrying levels. Yes, I'm horny as fuck. So, I'm gonna let you put it in. Oh, God. But just the tip. And only for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes tops, if you can last that long. Those are the two simple rules you have to follow or else this thing is over. Are we clear? Just the tip and 3 minutes tops. Good. Alex gets on the couch and straddles you, getting into position. Oh my fucking God, Alex. Are you ready? No man can be ready for this. Alex lets out a loud moan as she mounts the tip of your cock and it slides slowly into her warm embrace. Fuck! Oh my God! Letting her body sink into you. Fuck! Oh my God! Jesus Christ, Alex. Yeah, this is just what I needed. Oh, babe, it happened. I'm finally inside of Alex. I'm fucking her. And she's even tighter than I imagined. Good Lord. Fuck, Grim. How can this just be the tip? It's too big. Does it hurt? Hurt? Fuck no, it feels amazing. Alex continues to ride you in ecstasy. You feel her tight pussy gradually accommodate your size more and more with each thrust, as if her young athletic body was begging for more. Fuck yes. Oh, good Lord. Oh my God, Alex. You know, we've already exceeded the 3 minute mark, Grim. Please, don't get off me. Let me stay inside you forever. I certainly don't want to stop. I can't stop. I wonder if, for that matter, since we already broke one of the two rules, maybe we should break the other one as well. What? I think I can take it deeper. I want to see if I can take all of you inside of me. I want to know how it feels. Oh, Jesus. You grab on tight to the blanket under you and look at the ceiling, trying not to come too fast and end this ethereal dream. So tell me, are you ready now for the ride of your life, cowboy? Lord, give me strength. Shit! Wow! Oh my God! She's squealing now. Oh, good Lord! Oh, for fuck, Grim! Yes! Yes! Alex rides your cock hungrily, taking all of your length, balls deep inside her hot pussy as if she had been possessed. Yes! 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 Oh, Alex. Oh, my fucking God! It's so fucking tight. So warm. So wet. I almost can't breathe. But I can't stop either. Dear Lord, I can feel how my cock fills her completely, stretching her to her physical limit. The head of my dick is hitting her cervix with each thrust. Oh, fuck, Grim. Please don't come. Not yet. I don't want this to stop. Give me more of you. Just when you thought it was impossible, Alex still manages to increase her intensity and continues to ride you relentlessly. For fuck, yes! Fuck me, Grim. Harder. Deeper. Fill me up just like that. I want every inch of you inside of me. You finally take a moment to lift your head and focus on the woman who seems to be draining the very essence of your being. Holy fuck! Oh my God, Alex, I'm gonna come so hard! I can feel it coming in the air tonight! Hold on! I'm almost there! Just hang in there a bit more, please! Whoa, okay, wow, she is really going at it, folks. Oh my god! Grim! Oh, Alex! How the fuck this couch is still standing is something I'll never know. We gotta get John Madden in here for the play-by-play! Ah, it's just a tip, she said. Ah, Alex, I'm gonna... Fuck, I'm coming too! You need to get off me! Fuck, no! But finish inside me! Well, what? I want you to come inside me! Ah, to give me everything you got! Oh, wow! She's going all the way! But what if... Shut the fuck up and fill me up! Oh, babe! Wow! Holy mackerel! Wow! Yeah! Yeah! I feel like you just unloaded a whole gallon inside of me. Maybe you're not far off. Alex stands up with difficulty while the hot load you just shot deep inside of her starts to ooze out. Unbelievable! My god! That got a bit out of hand, haha. You're too much. This can't happen again, you know that, right? What? Are you serious? Absolutely. This will never happen again. Never again. Huh. Do you understand? Yeah, it won't happen again. It was good, but it was a one-time thing. Okay. No more. Not in a million years. Never again. Never again. Well! Alex briefly breaks the kiss, allowing herself a moment to catch her breath and finds the words she wants to share. Fuck, Grim. Go easy. You know I can't, Alex. That was supposed to be the last time. You were the one who followed me to the shower, remember? Because you were taking too long and I'm the one paying the water bill. Sure, you didn't come with any other intentions. I'm not the one who got hard as soon as I stepped into the shower. Oh, well, I'm guilty there. I just love fucking you too much. Ah, then do it. Fuck me hard, Grim. You shut her up by kissing her again while continuing to pound her pussy nonstop. Oh my fucking god, this feels like heaven. How easily she lets me slide all the way into the deepest depths of her while still being outrageously tight. It's insane. She has a body made to sin. I mean, god, she's almost dripping more than the shower. I wonder if I could ever make her squirt, make her banner that day at the park with Axel of Reality. You continue to penetrate Alex incessantly, pounding your body against the tattooed girl's slim figure. Fuck, I love how synchronized we are. The way she pushes her hips against mine with each stroke. The fierce passion in her kisses, even despite the challenge of maintaining a constant connection due to the relentless hammering. And now she pulls me back closer with her leg. We're as close as two humans can be, but it's like she still hungers for more. She wants me. And I want her. I want to break her. Ah! You drastically increase your pace with Alex responding in kind, adopting to the new rhythm almost instantly. Oh, fuck, Grim! Fuck, yes. We shouldn't have kissed. Now you'll get sick. Fuck that. I'd get sick for a year if it meant I got to fuck you one more time. Yes, right there. Oh, Alex. I want to fuck you so hard. Yeah, you do it then. Fuck me harder. I want to break you. I want to find out where your limits are. Yes, break me. Oh my god. Ah, shit, Grim. I'm gonna come again. Me too, Alex. Ah! You continue to incessantly pound Alex's pussy as she groans loudly with pleasure. With the walls as thin as they are in these apartments, no doubt the neighbors can hear the two of you going at it continuously. Fuck. Shit, I'm almost there. You can finish inside again, but oh boy. This is the last time, you hear me? Okay. This is a mistake. We should have just stopped earlier. Agreed. So this is it. For real this time. Never again. Never again. My god. Grim! Yeah! Fuck me! Fuck me harder! Oh, babe! This is it. I'm at my limit. I can't. Alex's voice cracks every time you shove your cock into her, which makes her words almost unintelligible as the pleasure completely overtakes her. I'm almost at my limit as well, but fuck. Dominating Alex like this is so damn hot. I'm almost there again. You're gonna take it like, you're gonna take it all like the good princess you are, aren't you, babe? Yeah, give it all to me. I want it. Holy crap. You continue pumping Alex's pussy until both of you reach the bounds of raw carnal ecstasy. Oh my god, I'm coming! I'm coming again! You can feel Alex orgasming even more intensely than before. Her whole body tenses up and her vaginal walls contract, giving you a wave of unimaginable pleasure. Fuck! Jesus Christ! Grim, please! I know, babe, just hold on a bit more. I'm almost there, too. I can't. I'm almost... Ah! As if compelled by a primal instinct, you unleash every ounce of jizz left in you deep inside Alex for the third time tonight. Fuck! You slowly step away as you watch, almost with a sort of pride, a completely exhausted Alex, collapsing on the ground. Oh my fucking bloody fuck shitty fuck damn it fucker. Fuck, I can barely even speak. Leaning on the wall and recovering your breath, that was pretty intense, huh? I can't stand up. I can't feel my legs. You're an absolute wild beast, Alex. Tonight was... I don't even know how to describe it with words. I've never felt anything that even comes close to this. Just holy fuck. Well, I hereby declare your apartment officially christened. Yeah, I'd say it's been christened, all right. Jesus, I'm having trouble walking, too. I'm gonna take a shower. A real one this time. Yeah, you go ahead. I'll go after. Probably better if I just stay out here this time. You sure you're okay? Yeah, I just need a minute to compose myself. Maybe a couple of minutes. A few minutes later. Both you and Alex take a shower to gather yourself, thirsty from the marathon of exertion. You down an entire liter of water before finally collapsing onto the couch, utterly exhausted.
Should have brought Powerade.
Oh boy, what a trip. What on earth just happened? It felt like Alex and I were participating in an unspoken competition to see who could break the other first. One of those rare occasions where the loser is just as happy as the winner. Alex plops herself onto the couch next to you. Well, well, well. Feeling better after taking that shower? Definitely. Starting to feel like myself again. How many showers have you taken today? Too many. Although, in some of them, I came out dirtier than when I went in. Oh my, that doesn't sound like the Alex I know. I wonder what got into you. This guy who invited himself over to my home. He got drunk and took advantage of me. How does that work? Because we only drink tap water. Then I guess you put something in my pizza. It's you who retrieved the order from the delivery guy. Then you probably resorted to some other trickery. Are you saying that you regret what happened tonight? I don't. Not one bit. Even if my swimming training tomorrow won't be absolutely terrible because of you. You have to tell my coach that if I can't properly move my legs, you're the only one at fault. Seems fair. I bet now you appreciate how I approached you in school to compliment you. The first day we met, I remember, I thought you were an idiot. But, what but? There's no but. That was lame. If anything, you should thank Mr. Keating for assigning us to work together on this school project. It was that day I realized, yeah, you were still an idiot, but maybe not as much of an idiot as I had originally thought. I love seeing this affectionate side of you. You know I just called you an idiot, right? Yeah, because insults are an integral part of you, but your eyes betray you. They reveal a different story. You can't hide your true feelings from me. Bullshit. Someone knocks on the door. Oh shit, could that be a neighbor coming to complain? We might have been too loud before. Nope, it's pizza. Pizza? Mm-hmm. You ordered again? When? While you were in the shower. I just happened to burn a shit ton of calories thanks to somebody, so I was hungry as fuck and took advantage of the 24-hour delivery service of Mario's Pizza. Oh my god, I love you so much. Yeah, I'm coming! So yeah, after all, this is not happening ever again, so I thought, why not? We deserve it. This is not the first time I've heard those words tonight. Oh, but now I really mean it. This is not happening again. At least, for today. Oh boy. This woman is too much. Holy fuck. This is real. This happened. I fucked Alex. And not only once. Man, how long have we been fucking like animals? She trained me like a succubus. Oh, Alex, tell the delivery guy to give us some extra sodas, too. I could use the sugar. And mind blowing sex apart, maybe it's just me, but I feel like she finally stripped away all the layers and revealed her vulnerable true self. There's something about her eyes. She looks at me very different from the first time we met each other. I'm seeing the real her. I feel truly blessed. You know, I've been looking at the ceiling a lot tonight, but only now I'm realizing how elegant it looks. The apartment of yours hides some secrets here and there, I've gotta say. You sit up and find two men where you were expecting to find Alex. What? What? Who the fuck are you? Where's Alex? Oh shit, they're armed. Are they trying to rob the place? What the fuck is going on? All clear, sir. No way. Just when I thought you couldn't besmirch our name any further, you still managed to drag it through the dirt once again, Alexandra. This place is nauseating. You. William sits before you, his mere presence stifling the air and sending a shiver down your spine as his icy gaze pierces through your soul. Alright, guys. So the plot just thickened yet again. And we're going to leave you on another cliffhanger. Don't worry, guys. We're going to be back next week with more Eternum and Ripples. So, see you next time. I'm out, guys. Have a good one.